Fred Film Radio Interview.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori, and today I'm here with Pietro Iona and Francesca Moore to talk about Reaction New York. Good morning, Pietro, and good morning, Francesca.
Good morning,
Samantha.
Pietro, can you tell us about the ideas behind Reaction, the previous installation in Europe, and what is new for New York City?
First of all, the first idea behind the Reaction is to create an original picture in movement of New York City in a given instant. I mean, the idea is using the video made by citizens to create a new way to describe New York. We are going to collect images from the average Joe to artists, to art school student, for example, or students from film schools. Another idea behind this project is to give visibility to unknown gaze, like people that are not used to have the opportunity to show their points of view on contemporary life. And I want to underline another main point of this project, which is to talk about diversity as a fundamental element to make society grow. The main difference between the past edition in Europe and the one we are preparing here in New York is that till now we create the video installation in a contemporary art museum, in the Macro Museum in Rome and the Centro de Arte Contemporanea Conte Duque in Madrid. This time we decided to show the video installation on the street. Why? Because for us it's a new element we want to add to the city. This video installation is a sort of element which is going to catch the flow of images we create with our smartphone every day to communicate. So the idea is to convert this project in a permanent element in town. I have to say another interesting point of this project is that is showing how it is impossible to homologate things in general, but especially talking of big cities like New York, Rome or Madrid or the other metropolis you have around the world. And this is it's quite important because we are living in an era, despite of the social media, the communication tools we have, the trend is to homologate everything. And this is really bad because, as I told you before, it's really important to talk of diversity as a really important element for our growth. Last thing I'd like to say about Reaction is the word reaction, because it is in this word that's maybe the heart of the project, because into these images we are looking for a positive reaction, right, to try to make a change in this historical moment, which is a complicated moment for humankind, and we thought that it should be quite important to talk of desire, love, and positive aspect of life.
This is really great. And I also heard that this is going to be the first video installation in New York City, in the street. There is video installation all over the city, in the museum, but this one is going to be the first. And so I know also, I heard that you had to deal with all the different kind of institution in order to be able to bring this project here. And talking about the videos, Francesca, you are an editor with experience on many projects. And you have been collaborating with Pietro since the beginning of Reaction. Can you talk about your role as an editor in this project and as a producer also?
Sure. I met Pietro over 20 years ago in Rome, where I was working on his second future movie, Move, Where Are You Going? And it was a social movie. Pietro, in this case, collected all the stories from different directors around the world, and then we edited them together. And immediately I fell in love with the idea of collecting stories and see what happened and see all different point of view. Pietro and I continued to work together in the past 20 years in various projects, but it's when in 2016 he created the Reaction project that he started to involve me as an editor. In this case, in Reaction New York, I've been involved since the beginning, not just as an editor, but I'm helping Pietro to create an actor in the city as I'm based in New York. So we are creating a team based in New York and organizing all the various aspects to create this project in New York.
Pietro, how long does it take from the initial idea to the realization of Reaction? I guess every country is different because there is different regulation and different kind of process. Can you tell us a little bit how complicated and...
Yeah, it's a bit complicated. After the past edition in Europe, we can say we are quite trained. And so we are prepared to work in New York. And the first step is the pre-production, which lasts around 2 months or maybe a little longer, because especially in the first edition, of course, in which we have to decide the location for the video installation. And as I told you, we are going to build the structure on the street of New York instead to a museum. And we were really lucky because we can already count on the collaboration with Union Square Partnership, which allowed us to build the installation in Union Square. After the location, you have to create the network of collaboration in town, which is probably the most important aspect of the project, because on this aspect depends the final result. Because, of course, as more people you reach, the better will be the final videos. After that, where we have to decide the communication strategy, and at the same time, we are going to design the video installation. This time, we were really lucky because we can count on the collaboration of Achua Mann and her team. They design a really interesting and terrific structure, which is going to be a wave, a really thin wave, 3 inch high, for a surface of 30 square meters. After that, there's the production and the communication step. We calculated other 2 months in which we launch the call to action. And then we create a web platform where citizens can upload their videos. And at the same time, we start editing these videos. After a month of final editing, we open the installation to the public. We probably open the installation in fall 2024. For a duration of 4 weeks. And the idea is to change the video every day. So it's going to be quite interesting to pass in Union Square every day at the time.
Francesca, what is the biggest challenge in editing this kind of material? How different is it compared to editing a movie? Are you more free? And how do you work with Pietro?
Yes, editing Reaction is really interesting because you have more freedom. You don't have all the rules that usually you have to follow editing a documentary or a movie. The first step in editing the Reaction project is when we receive the material and we look at all the footage and we try to identify a point that all these different stories and all these different videos have in common. This is a really interesting moment where we discuss and we look at all the material, and it's always like a surprise because we don't know where we're going, basically. We don't know which kind of direction we're going to take.
It's like opening a box with a present from somebody that you don't even know. I think that this is a very exciting part of this project. Pietro, can you tell us more about this new edition of Reaction and the collaboration with Union Square Partnership?
The collaboration with Union Square Partnership is fundamental to Reaction New York, not only because they allowed us to create, to build the structure of the video installation in Union Square, but also because they are participating to the creation of the network of collaboration in town, which is probably the main point of this project. I'd like to mention the past collaboration with Cinecittà Luce Archive in the Roman edition, because it was a great opportunity to show the contrast between the past century and the 21st century. And I want to mention the cinema in this case, because reaction is connected to the cinema for two main aspects. The first aspect, and it's quite remarkable, is that a sort of tool to find new stories, because as we are going around towns and meet plenty of different reality, usually we meet really interesting and amazing stories. And on the other hand, it's quite, I want to underline this aspect of the project, which is that to see reaction, you have to go to a physical place. In this era where the movie theaters are disappearing, the idea to create a story, an audiovisual story that you can only see going in a place physically, I think it's like to open a new door to let people going outside and not stay home watching on a platform all the time.
Thank you so much, Pietro Iona and Francesca Moore, for being with us today. Congratulations on this exciting new American installation of Reaction. From New York, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.